Kufir Aleph Sif Beis. Hachazan kishamatzlo shmaneser b'chorom chayzavarim Hashem sasayitiv tochof yagid. Mishabursa katan yud chayzavarim, he resays the posik. Posizeh hu shayach l'tfilo b'chanal. We said before, it's not considered an interruption between Gal Yisrael and Tfilo, because it's part of Tfilo. If it's part of Tfilo, it makes sense that the Chazan should say it as well. We prefer to say it quietly. Or any other psukim that your minig is to say, those are not necessary. If he wants to say them, he may. So between the persons, the cousins, Shalom to Menesre, and Chazar Sashat, he should not interrupt with speaking with, unless it's Ladvar Mitzvah, he has to say Hishre Rabba, etc. Otherwise, a person should not interrupt between the two, the chazan, between the two shmonesres. Yes.
Where are we holding?
Kuf Yud Aleph, we're just in Sif, we're in the Mishabur on Sif Beis. Just finished that. Now, if the chazan wants to learn, he's waiting for the Rav, and the Rav Dam is a long shmonesre, and he finished, and he wants to learn. So the most additional they bring, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that the heter is davening, not learning. He shouldn't be learning. Then what he can do is he can go back and add in the parts of tefillah that he left out. And he says saying tilim would also be mutter because that's also part of tefillah. So the tefillah is considered a hefsek between the two. But the Moshe Tishra continues and says that we'll see later on that maybe there's an opinion that says that learning would be permitted over there. Okay. The Bir Lach over here raises an interesting question. So we're saying that if we say that Hashem Sosayit Tivtoch is permitted between Gula and the tefillah, it must be like the Gemara said, it's part of the tefillah. So what would the halacha be if a person forgot to say Hashem Sosayit Tivtoch? Right? Is that like he's missing part of his tefillah or not? So the Bir Lach over here in Chazav Omer, I'm Shabbar V'yesh L'ayin, Im Ha'odim Shachach Lermer Hashem Sosayit Tivtoch, Im Zem Mikra Chasorin Be'etzim HaTefillah, is that considered that part of the tefillah was lacking? Kiven the kavua rabbanu b'tfilah oloi. The chazal were sak and that Hashem Sosai is part of tfilah, so you've lost part of your tfilah or not? Vein lahavi raya mikan. The we can bring a raya from over here. What's the raya from over here? The kasev acharedim sheyomer hakazin balachash. The acharedim wrote that the kazin should say it quietly. In ken hashemim chosulehem ze apostik. So let's go to our original tikkun of Chazar Sashat, so the people who are listening would be yotze with him. But the Chazarim say you should say Hashem Sosai quietly. So the Shermim didn't hear Hashem Sosai. And still they're being yotze their tefillah when listening to Chazar Sashat. So it's a chart to be a raya that Hashem Sosai is not an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei, that therefore if you missed it, you have a problem. That's what you should argue. He says, no, you can't prove that. Shariyachad alay shayach gabayu klal zeh aposik. Hashem is suicide tivtoch. Ki mashenam ispala ma'atzon. Mashen kin ba'amah. Okay, so what is Hashem suicide tivtoch? It means we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a pre-tefillah that our tefillah should go properly. So the chazan was saying the words, it makes sense. He should make such a pre-tefila. Russia, please let me say the words properly. The listeners are not saying the words. They're being listening. So it's hard for them to say, well, Hashem, help me say my words properly when they're not saying any words. So even though they're not hearing that posik, that would not be problematic for them. But in the case of a person is saying Shemoneh Esrei, and Chazal were instituted that he should introduce Shemoneh Esrei with first a moment of request from Hashem that his tefillah should be proper, maybe that's a problem. So he says, so that's his question. So he says, no, to go back because that's missing, that would not make sense. Chazal's tekana was, it's not considered an interruption, but it's not really an integral punishment. That's right. And he brings it right to that, etc. So, it's an interesting angle that Mishnah Berurah puts it. It's part of tefillah, but the way it's part of tefillah is that it's a pre-tefillah that my tefillah should be proper. And that's also considered the proper way to say tefillah, is the first recognizing that a human being to stand in front of his creator and daven properly needs help from his creator. And that's part of the tefillah itself. Okay.
Rabbi Friend said that it's almost like Mahadla when you're going into a court and you're saying, could I approach the bench?
Okay, good. Gimel. Im actually kara kriya shma motzat tzibur mispalim. He hasn't said shma yet with birchas kriya shma and gval yisrael, and he walks into the davening. So lo yispalim mahem al kara kriya shma v'chachach yispalo the mismah gula l'tfila odif, that the order should be shma birchas kriya and then emes v'yatziv, which ends with Baruch Adonai Hashem Gal Yisrael, and then being Semek Gula the Tefillah, that will take precedence over Tefillah B'tzibur. Kras Kriya Shema, Mishnah Berurah says, Yud Aleph, Ratzon Lomer Im Birchas Seh, which means Kriya Shema together with Birchas Kriya Shema, which ends with Gal Yisrael. V'chol Zeh B'Shachris, this halach is true. B'Shachris, you daven on an order.
By
Marav, the luckiest of a person, even though we daven Birchas Kriya Shema and then Shemoneh Esrei, but in a situation a person walked in and they're about to start Shemoneh Esrei, he will daven Shemoneh Esrei with them and say Birchas Kriya Shema afterwards. And the reason why we're there is that the Smichas Gula Tefillah is not as significant because by Marav, so you allow them to flip around the water and not have, because Gula, Chazal said the Iker Gula will be B'yoyim, not B'layla. So the main bakasha of Gula, the connection of Gula to Tefila, the Iker is a day concept more than a night concept. Okay. Okay, wait, I'm going to go right this way. Kufyud Beis, Asif Aleph, Al Yishal Adam Tzarach of B'sholosh Rishonis, B'la B'sholosh Akhronis. A person cannot make personal requests in the first or the first three or the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. V'davka tzarcha yochid al b'tzarcha tzibur shorei. Without which you may not daven and ask for something that's referring to the personal individual needs, which is a communal need, the need of the tzibur that you could daven. Mishnah Berurah Aleph al Yishal. The Sholosh Rishonos L'mahim Toimen. What's the purpose of the first three brachas? Le'ebed Shemesader Shevach L'tnei Rabbi, that the person comes and presents praise to his master. Ve'em Tzoyos, in the middle brachas, Le'ebed Shemavakesh Pras Mir Rabbi, that an Ebed is asking for his piece of bread. In the end, the last three correspond to an Eved who's received his handout, and he's thanking. The first three are the goal is to praise. It's not proper to use that as a moment to ask for your needs. The last three of their focus is thanking, and you shouldn't be asking for other things. Tzarchi Tzibur Amutar, Shori. Shazehu Gam came Ein HaShemach, Mekabel the Rav, Sharav and Tzuchim Loi. So as it were, you're giving honor to Hashem by showing that the Klal Yisrael is dependent on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That itself indicates that the message of the first Ibrachus is the Kodesh Baruch Hu is in control, and you have to get everything from him. Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Lomer Piyutim V'Loi Krivatz. A person should not say piyutim or krivitz. What is krivitz? We'll see in a second. Pirish krivitz liyotzer, referring to the krivitz, which is to be inserted. There was the extra piyutim. We call everything nowadays piyutim, just to make it one lump general phrase. But specifically, yotzer's krivitz was added into the tomato krivitz, which you add into yotzer, into Birchas Kriyashma. Now, what is Krivitz? Yeshama Shug Roshatevis, Karina Vishua Barle Tzadikim. It stands for Karina Vishua, the phrase Karina Vishua, Karina Vishua Barle Tzadikim. It's elements of praise that the Tzadikim give. Betfila. Hagob Yeshim Tirim Holba Tzachi Rabim Haim, Vichenagim Machumokim Lomrim. The minute is to say Piyutim. He writes a long tshuva to indicate that he believes that it's mutter. This is the Radvaz writing. We're talking about a Rishon, a late Rishon. 1400s in Egypt, and he writes that he has in his hands handwritten shuvas shashol echem in rishonim mishamayim. That there was an individual, one of the rishonim, asked questions from Hashem. Ayre his brother was utfilas askar shemus through a process of Kabbalistic process of going into his Hizbaradus and then using Hashem. And he asked from Shemayim answer to certain questions. So he got answers. Mishal Zeh, this is one of his questions, was, are you allowed to say Piyutim? V'hishimaloi Shemutter. And the answer which he got from Shemayim was that it's Mutter. So the Ravaz quotes this. He wouldn't nothing but basically base up halacha on it, but and once he has halachic rayas, this would be like he adds it as a support. There's the name of the shepherd is Chuvas Mina Shemaim. The answer is from heaven. Therefore, since that is an established minig, and he has arguments why it's permitted, and he has this individual who requested from a yediyah from Hashem and a Kodesh Baruch Hu indicated to him that it's permitted. So you shouldn't shepherd with it. They both point out that you should say piyutim.
Nowadays, I think we use the term krivitz poor.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've ever seen that term used. Is the piyutim that you say that some people say
I'm familiar with what you're saying. I'm not familiar.
You are, or you're not.
I'm familiar with what you're saying, but I'm not familiar with why. What changed or how it changed. So many of the Sefer Mo says, Dalit. But he points out that they would say these lengthy piyutim. Because you would in Shachar, you would end up missing Zman Kriya Shema or Tefillah. When he said, "So Yodim Aracha Chatzos," you shouldn't extend the davening too long. That person will not eat before Chatzos. Ayn Shom. So Kriya Shema would be relevant more in a case of you to be adding not in Shemoneh Esrei, which is the most commonplace, but there are piyutim that you add into Berachas Kriya Shema, in using conjunction with the kedusha, which is found in the brachos of Kriya Shema. So they would add in the long arichas over there, so he's worried that they're going to miss him on Kriya Shema because of that. Okay. So a person's there, and the tzibur is going to go over the time by the fact that they're saying these long piyutim. So yam tadalem, don't wait for them. Just keep going until after you finish Shema, and then wait for them. Till he gets back, they meet together to write that later on after Shema. But meanwhile, we don't want you. We don't want you to miss Zman Kriya Shema. Fine. Simon Kufyud Gimel. Then our Kriya is Rav Shanesei Brachas. So there's a halacha that we have to bow. Let's go through some of those halachas. Sif Aleph, Elo brachas shesheichen behem. These are the brachas that a person would bow in. Ba'ovis tchila b'soif. The first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is referred to as Ovois, because it talks about Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and maybe you go out the name of the Vnei Vnehem. It says Melech Adem Hashem Magen Abraham. So that's Ovois. So that bracha, the beginning and the end, requires kriya or bending. Then Maidim, beginning of the bracha, Maidim is when you're in Afalach. Then there's bracha to Hashem, Atev Shem Chol Chodom Adahayist. Since Chazal only told you to bow at the beginning and the end of these two brachas, so a person would choose to do the bowing at the beginning and the end of any bracha. So we explain to him and we train him not to do that. But the middle of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, if a person wants to bow, he feels so humbled by what he's just said, he wants to bow in front of Hashem. Middle of bracha, we have nothing to stop him. So with the words Baruch Atah Hashem, the person would bow. But the other brachas, any one of the other brachas, the beginning of the end, you may not allow him to bow. By allowing him to bow, it seems to be like you're doing everything plus extra. It sounds like a good idea. Eventually, what's going to happen is if you can add, you can subtract. Right? So that means you're going to end up at some point not doing the tekana, which was the beginning of Ovis, the beginning and end of Ovis. Any person does as he wishes. So I'll not bow down by Ovis. I prefer down that by Gvuris really is much more exciting to me. Talki Borla, Elam Hashem, Mechai Mesim, Samech Noiflim, Rafei Cholim. So that excites me. I want to bow over there. So that's what's going to happen. So why are you bowing in these other places? Because, you know, you bow by number one and by number 17. I bow by number 1, 4, 5, 7, so that's a dangerous thing. There is one opinion which is he raises voices, doubt whether you're allowed to do this. Maybe it should be usher, but in general, the assumption is that it's a person who would want to bow in the middle of a bracha, he may do so. Yachol ishchus. He's able to. So what was the concern we had before? If we're going to allow bowing, we're going to allow to add, we're going to subtract. He says that's not a concern. It's only a concern if you're talking about something which is a parallel. Here it's the beginning of a bracha, the end of a bracha. We know that over there, the beginning and the bracha, you must bow. And here he's bowing here at the beginning and the end of a bracha. Oh, so maybe these two acts are really his own personal decision, so he can retract both of them. But if he's bowing in the middle of the bracha, like there's nothing to mistake and to go back. Beis, Hanayim Lishkos Baruch Hashanah Yom Kippurim Kesharim Zochreinu Kesharim Yom Kippurim. So some people had a minhag that they would say Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the whole Shemoneh Esrei bowed forward. So by doing so, they showed their humility, you know, the awe of the Yom Nirim, etc. Okay? So, but the problem is, not only do we not want you to bow at the beginning and the end of a bracha, by the brachas that you're mechuyev to bow, we want you to be, that it should be clear that this act of bowing is based on the Zekanos HaChomim. So you need to do is you need to straighten up before the end of the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. That before Magen Avraham, you need to straighten up by Melech Hazer Mashiach Magen. Therefore, you're now standing erect and you can bow down for the purpose of the bracha, as opposed to already coming into the bracha already bowed. Okay. Therefore, so when you get to Melech Hazer Mashiach Magen, before you get to Berachah to Hashem Magen Avraham, you need to straighten up. The same thing will be true by Moedim. I go Baba Gav the Obis Korea Sever Bracha. Come on, Sir Liskav Maat, the Sifus of Kareno. Kadeshi Hinira Kakos of Korea Mashum Kiyu. It has to be obvious, what I was explaining, when you bow at the end of Obis, that's not because of the meaning to bow, it's because you are bowing because of the halacha. You have to bow. Well, how is that obvious? By the fact that you were erect beforehand and you're bowing for this purpose. Okay. So Mishabura says in Sifkot Nehe, Rosh Hashanah Kippurim Kesharim, Chinagim Mispalo Kala Tzvila Rosh Hashanah Kippurim Petriya. Some people have a meaning that not just by Zachreinu, but by the insertion that we insert that they bow, but they would bow the whole Shemoneh Esrei. But those people Tzvila Niskem Sef Kala Bracha Ubetzilas Kala Bracha Shalom Hoisav Atchanas Chachamim Shalom Tidu El Betzilas Abos Hadol Besefer. So such a person has to be careful if he's saying the whole Shemoneh Esrei bowing. He has to be careful that before the end of the bracha, he needs to make himself erect. So he shouldn't be bowing at the end of the bracha. Then continuing to the next bracha, he should remain erect and not bow at the beginning of the next bracha. Okay. So, but besides that, you need to. Some people had a minute to bow by Mishkreinu Michamecha. Anytime Shabbat is set. So the law is not exactly the same. The Micha Mecha Tzichom Niskev Karem Agamar. The Berachas Michaim Meisim Ein Shom Shchia Mitzat Tekanos HaKavim. So you need to, if a person bows the Micha Mecha, right, which we add Avrachim Zechei Yisrael Chayim Verachamim. So he needs to then become erect before he says Berachat Hashem Michaim Meisim. Because the main thing is you shouldn't be bowing by Michaim Meisim when you say the Berachat Hashem Michaim Meisim. That's the problem over there. Because now we're not masakin the bow there. If you're in a bow there, you're adding on to the, you know what to do. However, b'zachreinu, yeisham shkia mitzat tichon zacham, k'shem b'ruchat Hashem again Avraham. You do bow by again Avraham. Kima shazeh shaycha b'chol atvila. So now the problem is the opposite. By continuing to bow into the tree at the end of the bracha, it'll be confusing. Why are you bowing at the end of the bracha? Because you were bowing beforehand. Not because there's a special bracha, you have to bow for this one, that bracha. Well, you're nikkur to the chomim. So they have two different problems. The problem is over here, you may not be bowed at the end of the bracha. Over here, you may be, you're supposed to be bowed at the end of the bracha. You need to be zayka before you bow at the end of the bracha. So it's really two finishes. And also, that's enough gemina. When you make yourself erect and stand up straight, changes between these two halachas. How is that? You need to position yourself out of this position of being leaning forward and bowing back to being erect a few words before you get to the end of the bracha. So it should be clear that that's finished, and now there's a new act of standing straight, and then you bow, Baruchat Hashem again Avraham. K'tei shukhal l'achal lishas k'shem Baruchatot. Abba b'skiva d'micha moicha, in tzarek l'itzka v'at shem Baruchatot, v'chei mesha bracha shem bohen shkiyah b'sefer. So as long as, so let's say, we have both, the end of the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei and the end of the second bracha Shemoneh Esrei, we have, before we said the chesim, we have four words. Melech Hazer Mashiach again. So by the second bracha, You can be bowed. Straighten yourself up and say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei Mesim. By the first bracha, the way he seems to be hinting to at least, when you're bowing, you get to Melech, when you get to words Melech Hashem Hashem again, before you say those words, you become erect. And you say those three or four words, Melech Hashem Hashem again. So somewhere, at least three or possibly four words, you're already erect. And then you bow, Baruch Hashem again, Avraham. Okay, Zion, Mishum Chiyiv. It needs to be obvious that you're bowing not because that you're bowing before it because of the minute, because it's a chiyiv. And you do that by becoming, straightening up first and then bowing down again. The shkia which you did until now in the bracha was not part of the chiyiv. That's your own personal thing that you're doing. And the truth is, Chazal's Takana was that there's a process how you do it, that you bow by Baruch and you bend forward by Atah. So if you're already bowed and leaning forward, so you can't do any of that. So you must become straightened up to allow you to bow properly. Okay.
A
person chooses to bow down at any of these other places in Tefillah, not in Shemoneh Esrei, where we talk about submitting to Hashem. It's not proper. So you're making up a new halacha that you're supposed to bow over here. All those going to come in the middle of Nishmas. Right, that you're supposed to bow. Gimel, Mr. Baruch Sakon Ches. Excuse me. Hainu b'hadol Hashem kitoy b'hadol b'hadol the halal brichas mazon. Where would you bow in halal? You bow by hadol brichas mazon. Be noyda l'cha. So you bow to be mitre. No, don't do that. It's maguna. Test. Your key of the bow is Rechomer Masakin. My time English has been Yerushalayim, my Baban Yerushalayim. The Lord came real, there wasn't real, but says you bow over there, that's not proper to do either. Because I'm going to rub the Epsha Shishka mat, maybe you should bow a little bit, or bend a little bit. Fine. Because of Mishonessa, Mishonessa, Yachel, Kuel, Yachel, 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 this is all Tomash Shon Esrei, but Mikra Din, you can bow anywhere else in Tefillah, whatever you want, that's your business. It doesn't look like you're being Mesir Al-Brachas, because it's a whole different thing. Mishim Hachi, Matzino, Berbiki, Mashanam, Anicha, Bekeren, Zavizu, Matzoy, Berzav, Sacheris, Mirab Kriyas, Yishtachavoyus, Bekasabais, Nahoye, Zela, Acher, Shasim, Hayud, Ches, Brachas. So the Mor says that Rabbi Kiva would physically bow and bend many times, and each time you did it, your body shifted a little bit. So eventually, he'd set out in one corner, end up in another corner. So the Morris says, the person would say, "Well, you know, I'll do that in Shemoneh Esrei." So the answer was, he was doing it after you finished the main body of Shemoneh Esrei, but you're holding the Lakai Netzor. He then made a lot of many personal requests, and he did this act of being Mishachav, etc. So that's Mutter. He said, "It's not even that in Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Chol Edo Soelu Hu Derech Shemach Behilu Bein Shach Bein Kriya Mishtachavu." The answer: they're not made for bowing. Bechol Kamal Afanach Es Hashem Mishtachavu. But that sounds like everybody should bow to him. No, Kibin Dein El Omer Latzma El Shachol Olam Omer She Mishtachavu If None of His Birth. There will come a time when the whole world will bow to Hashem. So, what does your bowing indicate that? Gamz Derech Shemach Behilu Hu. So even according to the Shulchan Aruch, when we say in Elena we bow, the Shulchan Aruch would agree to that. I'm saying I bow. Well, that's what I'm doing right now. So okay. So the Magen Rambam in the context of this question says, why do we bow by Baruch Hu? Right? According to Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't be bowing by Baruch Hu because anything which Derech Shemach Behilul, even not in Shemoneh Esrei, you shouldn't be bowing. So the Bir Alach over here, I'm sorry, the Magen Gibor. So he says the truth is There's a smach from the pasuk Dira Yomim, Kapitel Chavtes Pasuk Chav. Ayin Shama Minig Yisrael Torah. So so the Berlach, so he says that Rashi actually in Dira Yomim there points out that this is the smach for the idea that people would bow by Baruch Hu. So like, the idea was not just a mugging Gibur, it was actually a Rashi. Okay, let's see, we're going to finish off over here. We did that. Okay, fine. Okay, let's hold it here.